Pakistan will hold its parliamentary elections in just 1 month. And while that country has been distracted by political turmoil, a serious crisis has been unfolding in its tribal areas. Pro-Taliban extremists have made aggressive inroads from tribal areas along the border with Afghanistan to towns and villages further inside Pakistan. The army says it now has the militants on the run, but there are doubts about whether the Pakistan Armed Forces can keep them at bay. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Peshawar.
When Pakistani leader Pervez Musharraf imposed a state of emergency last month, he said it was because he needed to battle pro-Taliban forces that were creating mini-states in the mostly lawless tribal regions. But instead, Musharraf focused his efforts and the country's security forces on battling political opponents. In the meantime, insurgents began pushing east into Pakistan, capturing towns and villages in the Swat Valley, a favorite tourist destination less than 100 miles from the capital, Islamabad. Sir Franz Khan, a professor of regional studies at Peshawar University, was stunned when he recently returned to his home village.
I saw on the road around 400 militants carrying guns every 10 yards, and they were wearing a black turban. Their fingers were on the trigger, and I was scared, I was too scared.
Khan says at least 3,000 militants were around the town. As in several other places in the area, they had overrun the police station and government offices. Black flags were flying from the buildings. They also started imposing a harsh form of Islamic law. Khan says he took his immediate and extended family to another home in nearby Peshawar. The crowded and dirty city of Peshawar and its markets have long been a transit point for traders, conquerors, weapons, and consumer goods. It's also been a listening post for Pakistan's northwest frontier provinces, which hug the border with Afghanistan. Ismail Khan, editor of the independent newspaper Dawn in Peshawar, says lately most of the talk in this city has been about the insurgency just to the north.
All the security agencies actually knew about the presence of militants in Swat. Everybody knew about it. What actually bothers me is this, you know, why did the government in the first place, knowing that there was a situation developing in Swat, allowed it to get out of hand?
Initially, the security was handled by the Frontier Corps, a paramilitary group. In July, about 2,000 Pakistani army troops were sent to the Swat Valley, but did nothing. Some surrendered to the insurgents without a shot being fired. Editor Khan says the insurgency was spreading east and further south along the border. Khan says militants were attempting to control two strategic highways, including one linking China to Pakistan.
They were actually threatening the Karakoram Highway, and that's why I believe, you know, the government thought enough is enough.
About 2 weeks ago, the army launched a major offensive, bringing in tanks, helicopters, and 15,000 troops. It was able to push back militants in many, but not all, of the towns in the Swat Valley, according to retired Brigadier Mahmoud Shah, who keeps in close touch with military commanders. He says the army has driven many of the insurgents back to their stronghold on a remote mountaintop. Shah says now the military has to regroup.
They need to have a reappraisal of the whole situation as to really quantify the threat. Then they should work out an overall strategy and they should redeploy troops.
But Pakistan's army is not used to fighting an insurgency. Its main adversary has been neighboring India. The new Army Chief of Staff, General Ashfaq Kiani, will have to turn the military around to do counterinsurgency warfare, says Talat Masood, a defense analyst.
So he will have to do a lot of organization, better equipment for this sort of a thing, change the mindset of the military in many ways to fight this new threat.
Masood says stopping the insurgents will take years and more than military action. He says defeating the insurgency will require a comprehensive approach, bringing development, economic opportunity, and security to the tribal areas, which have ruled themselves for decades. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Peshawar.